23-year-old Jacob Billington was on a night out in Birmingham when he and others were attacked by Zephaniah McLeod in September 2020. A report last year revealed there were missed opportunities to stop the paranoid schizophrenic, who was known to be a high risk to the public. Jacob's mum, Joanne, says multiple agencies knew McLeod was dangerous.
My son Jacob was a fantastic young man who lost his life in horrific circumstances at the hands of an extremely mentally ill individual. This is every parent's nightmare, and it became our reality.
Our reports find an army spy operating at the heart of the IRA during the Troubles in Northern Ireland probably cost more lives than he saved. The agent, known as Steak Knife, died last year. A police mark has denied murdering Chris Cabot as he was publicly named for the first time. 40-year-old Martin Blake is due to stand trial later this year. The father-to-be was shot through his car windscreen in South London in 2022. A spokesperson for the Cabot family gave this reaction.
Police cannot and should not be above the law. In any other murder trial, the accused would be publicly named. This case should be no different. We welcome today's decision to name the officer.
A woman accused of killing her newborn baby says she and her partner wanted to lay low. Constance Martin says she and Mark Gordon, who deny manslaughter, bought duvets and hats to keep warm. Theresa May's 27-year career in Parliament is coming to an end. The former Prime Minister says she'll stand down at the next election. And Southampton's game with Sunderland will go ahead tomorrow. Wednesday's match against Preston was postponed after a major fire close to their ground. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks very much, Ruth. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we're looking at sunny intervals throughout the afternoon here, and a moderate breeze, a high of 9 degrees and a low of 6 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, sunny intervals in the morning, clouding over during the afternoon and showers, I'm afraid, during the evening. But a high of 12 degrees and a low of 7, so make the most of tomorrow morning. And then Sunday, a light rain throughout the day, a high of 9 and a low of 5. A Monday, well, early morning fog patches, then there's going to be some light rain, but there should be some sunny intervals arriving during the afternoon. And generally throughout the week, next week, it's a bit of sunshine and showers around.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
And good afternoon, and welcome back if you've just joined us, and good afternoon if you've just joined us, and welcome back. Good to have you with us here as well. Continuing along to play along with the competition. We've played two people so far, and you've got a third one coming up. So if you'd like to take part in that, you can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. We started off with John Bon Jovi, and then we went on to Chris Hughes, best known really for being the drummer back in the day with Adam and the Ants. So, third person that we've got here today, I personally think that two out of three are really very easy today in the sense of being very well known, but perhaps being very well known doesn't help with their ages. Well, we'll just wait and see, won't we? So, this is Christopher Anthony John Martin, known as Chris Martin, English singer, songwriter, musician and philanthropist, best known, of course, as lead vocalist, pianist, rhythm guitarist and co-founder of the rock band Coldplay. Born in Exeter, Devon, Martin went to University College London, where he formed Coldplay with Johnny Buckland, Guy Berryman and Will Champion. The band found worldwide fame with the release of the song Yellow in the year 2000. Since all of that, he's won 7 Grammy Awards and 9 Brit Awards as part of the band. They've sold over 100 million albums as of 2021, making them the most successful group of the 21st century. Martin appeared on Debrett's 2017 list of the most influential people in the United Kingdom. So we're going to go to 2015 for the track Adventures of a Lifetime. This came from the album A Head Full of Dreams. The album itself sold 3 million copies, 1.375 million in the UK and 1 million in the States. So Chris Martin, how old do we reckon he is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. Adventures of a Lifetime from Coldplay. It's impossible to listen to that track, isn't it, really? That even wanting to go woohoo, either inside or, if you're brave enough, outside when they're doing it. But that's a third of our three artists here today. So we'll go through our answers. Thanks to all those who've taken part, and we'll see how we've all got on. And if you're playing along at home and haven't emailed me in, well, that's fine. But you'll see how you've done against all of these great brains that we've got here doing it for us today. So we got started off with John Bon Jovi. And Chris in Harlow, she thought 63. Bob in Harlow, no, 62 rather. Bob in Harlow, 63. Chris in Guildford, 65. Bishop Adam here,
66.
And Patrick in Ingatestone, 64. So literally we've got here 62, 63, 64, 65 and 66. This is pretty good. Of course, I did tell you what a huge fan Chris in Harlow is of John Bon Jovi. And he is, in fact, 62. So she's got 3 points for that. So we then came on to Chris Hughes, drummer with Adam and the Ants. And how old did we think he is? So Chris, she thought 64. Patrick, no, Bob, 65. Chris in Guildford, 68. Bishop Adam.
Well, I think he's 62.
And Patrick also thought he's 62. He is, in fact, older than you all thought. He is, in fact, 70, which is an interesting thought, isn't it, really, for those of us who can remember Adam and the Ants. So that's closest we get for that is Chris in Guildford, who gets 1 point for that. So we then came to Chris Martin from Coldplay, and we asked how old you thought he is. So Chris thought 42, Bob 44, Chris in Guildford 49, Bishop Adam
51,
and Patrick in Ingatestone 35. He'd absolutely love you, Patrick. He is, in fact, 49. So therefore, that makes Chris in Guildford the closest for that with 1 point, because he got 49. So that's just 2 years out. So I make the answers here that we have ready now for us in front of us here. Patrick in Ingatestone, sadly, not troubling the scorer today. Also, Bishop Adam, sadly, not troubling the scorer.
I came within 2 years on that last one. Come on, Patrick. Come on.
Yeah, it's a tough game. And Bob also. Bob, a regular participant, often a winner. But not Bob troubling the scorer here today either. Chris in Guildford, because of being closest with Chris Hughes and Chris Martin, gets 2 points for that. But our winner today, with getting John Bon Jovi absolutely correct, as if we didn't know that when we knew how big a fan she is, that's Chris in Harlow. So congratulations to them, and indeed to everybody who's taken part here this afternoon. And we shall do it all again next week with three more artists. Next week, I shall have here with me Rob Sags from Chess, talking about the latest developments with that wonderful charity, and also encouraging you all to want to take part in their fundraising event that they've got in a week's time on that. That'll be Friday, the 22nd of March. It's been called the Big Sleep Out. This year, it's called the Essex Super Sleep Out, which will be happening at the Essex Cricket Ground this particular year. And that's your opportunity to just sleep out there and raise money for that wonderful charity. But Rob will be full of all that next week when he's in here chatting about all of that. So Patrick, you didn't win today, I'm sorry to say, but you are. Could we have a track by the Carpenters? He said, we don't hear the Carpenters so much these days, which is true. I've chosen from 1970, a USA and a Canada number one. It only made number 28 in the UK. And this song itself, People say, why do you say all these things about where they are in the Rolling Stones 500 greatest songs of all time or the greatest albums of all time? I just do because I just find all that fascinating. So number 414 in the Rolling Stone 500 greatest songs of all time, this is We've Only Just Begun.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way. Just begun.
I love these facts. Patrick, thank you for asking for that track. That's the Carpenters there. Just to give you an update on one of the two issues around the M25. Clockwise, the accident at Junction 1A causing delays over the QE2 bridge back to Junction 30, the A13. Delighted to be able to tell you that that has now all been cleared. So that's very good. We'll have a full travel update in about 10 minutes' time. We'll be back with Bishop Adam in a moment.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The team at St. Francis are challenging you to get out and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I just let you know that if you're not doing anything tomorrow evening at 7:30, there's an event happening at the Church of St. Mary and St. Lawrence in Great Waltham. The concert is called Lifting the Veil, and it's revealing remarkable women of early Baroque. This is organised by the Stondon Singers. It's £15 on the door, and the under 16s are going for £6. If you get your ticket in advance, it's £13.50, and you can get that by leaving a message on 01277 886 769. That's 01277 886 769, or by emailing stondonsingers@gmail.com. stondonsingers@gmail.com. So that's tomorrow evening, 7:30, the Church of St. Mary and St. Lawrence in Great Waltham.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And Bishop Adam is still here with me. So one or two things been going on then that you want to tell us about?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to all the people who've received me as I've been going around. I've had some fantastic encounters with people all around the area. One of the things I'm here to do, Patrick, is to try and create a loving, caring, nurturing environment that enables everybody to do their best and have a good time doing it. And that, yes, that's within the church, but it's also connecting with partners and organizations and others of all faiths and none outside who are trying to make the world a better place. But for those inside the church, others will know that being a vicar is really, really, really tough. It really is hard, and people do smile, and that's good, and occasionally they frown. Forgive them when they frown. I was meeting with somebody just now who's going off to take a really, really difficult funeral, and those are not things that are easy to do. They take it out of you, but some of the things do give me a lot of joy and pleasure, and they really add to you. So I was in a school in Canvey Island just recently, and going around the classes, and hello, this is Bishop Adam. There was a year five group, and they'd just been doing maths. Who'd like to tell Bishop Adam what maths we're doing? And this boy put up his hand, and he told me stuff about compound and complex fractions that I had absolutely no idea. It was like A-level maths. And then the teacher said, we were doing religious studies last week. Does anybody want to tell Bishop Adam what we were doing? And one boy put up his hand and said, we were looking at the proof for the existence and disproof and non-existence of God. Would somebody like to expand on this? A girl put up her hand and she said, yes, we were looking at Pascal's dilemma, and then went on to explain this complex, sort of profound, philosophical, metaphysical concept. This is a year five. On in a school at Canvey Island. It's absolutely beautiful. It's wonderful. And then you contrast that with the other end of the scale, just before Christmas on Billericay High Street, having a fantastic time at the Christmas market, you know, when it's all closed and there's lots of coming and going. And I've really enjoyed connecting with some of the community organisations serving people in and around Billericay. And one of those was, of course, the churches together up there at St. Mary's Church or the Red Brick Church up on the High Street. And I just had such a great time standing behind the tables with Pauline serving tea. just pouring tea. I must have got through a couple of hundred cups of tea to people that day. And that's really what I'm here for. And I'm just so delighted to be among people who are trying to make the world a better place.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Yes, I've spoken to Pauline Randall about all of the wonderful things that go on over there. That all just sounds fantastic. Good. It's been brilliant to have you with us here this afternoon. Thank you very much. If you've enjoyed listening to Bishop Adam, well, it's all been recorded. If you missed the first hour's interview, trust me, you need to catch that. Really fascinating. So,
well, then you can get me live. I'm this Sunday. I'm in South Church. Then I'm in Prittlewell, and then the one after I'm actually in Broomfield, where there's the relaunch of the Rutherford Project and a tower there. And then in Billericay on the 31st. So I'd love to meet anybody who listens to this and wants to shake me by the hand. Thanks for having me, Patrick.
Brilliant. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Bomb in Harlow again. You didn't win today. I'm sorry to hear that, but you're a big fan of the Beach Boys. So I thought we'd go back to a bit of a rarity. 1973, the album was Holland. It's about the only major track of theirs that anybody knows that's got Bobby Chaplin singing the lead vocals. He was just a member of the band between 1972 and 1973 only. This is Sail on Sailor. Beach Boys and Sailor. Good to hear from Bob in Harlow saying how much he was enjoying listening to that track. It's just about 2:30 here on a Friday afternoon, so we're going to find out what's happening with all that traffic.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll have a look at what's happening around and about here locally. Centre of Billericay is actually considerably bigger than it was an hour ago. It's really quite busy now round about the high street there. If we go down towards Shenfield Station as well, it's quite busy all around that area as well. It's really building up actually on Friday afternoon. Traffic, quite lots of places where traffic is getting to be quite heavy. Very busy around the centre of Brentwood here in Wilson's Corner and all the way along the Ongar Road and on and off up towards Pilgrim's Hatch and beyond as well. A little bit of traffic down there. Down to the Brook Street roundabout. Yes, there's some traffic building up, particularly where people are coming to join the motorway from both of the directions there. If we just go out a little bit further into the motorway, we'll go up to the junction with the M11. No real problem there, but now traffic building up heading down towards that particular junction there this afternoon. Go right down to the bridge and the tunnel. Well, we heard that these issues have been cleared up just a little bit there. I can tell you it's very busy in Kent over on the other side there. Also quite busy around that junction of the A13 with the M25, and in fact all around that lakeside is also now very busy this afternoon. We go back towards the A12 in our local areas around here. Busy at Hoe Green, but nothing before that. The roadwork's just slowing all down a little tiny bit around the Ingatestone area. Central Chelmsford, of course, busy as you would expect it to be. Joe, have a full travel update, including the trains and the underground, in an hour's time. We shall have the vintage chart taking us back to 2003 fairly soon, but taking us in that direction, this is from our A-list. This is Nathaniel Bowden and Diamond in the Rough.
You're the only one who sees, puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows, points me back home.
So let's have a look at the chart back this particular week. Yes, we're going back to this particular week in 1993. And number 20, In Your Cave from Tasmin Archer. 19, Constant Craving from K.D. Lang. 18, I Put a Spell on You, Brian Ferry. 17, Looking Through Patient Eyes from PC Dawn. At 16, The Love I Lost from Sybil, that's West End. And number 15, Too Young to Die, Joe Amakwai. 14, Lost in Music, Sister Sledge. 13, Why Can't I Wake Up With You, Take That. And 12, Mr. Loverman from Shabba Banks. At 11, Deep from East 17. At 10, it's Bad Girl Madonna. 9, Stick It Out, Right Said Fred and Friends. Number 8, Fear of the Dark, it's a live recording from Iron Maiden. 7, Animal Nitrate from Suede. 6, I'm Every Woman, Whitney Houston. 5, Little Bird from Annie Lennox. And 4, Are You Gonna Go My Way from Lenny Kravitz. Number 3, Give It To Me, Michael Jackson. Number 2, Oh Carolina from Shaggy. And at number 1, it's No Limit from 2 Unlimited. We're going to go back to number 6 for I'm Every Woman from Whitney Houston. Of course, this was a global hit for Chaka Khan. It was a follow-up to her I Will Always Love You. It was a number 2 in the UK and in Canada, number 4 in the USA, and top 10 in 3 more countries.
Anything you want done, baby, I'll
That's Whitney Houston's version of I'm Every Woman. I don't know about you, I'm enjoying hearing that. I've heard that for years and years. It's usually Chaka Khan that we get to hear. It's number 10 this, but no, number 15 this particular week. It was Jamiroquai with Too Young to Die. It had reached number 10 in the charts, was its highest position. Second single from the number one album, Emergency on Planet Earth.
Yeah. all of empty promises, but rarely do the feed us. But I'm back against the wall. I don't we can at all. Can't you decide? Are you mesmerized? Do you know where it's at you're standing? Cause when it falls, don't take us all. Gotta know what we're demanding.
Jamiroquai and Too Young to Die. That's the second of our three tracks that we've got from the chart this week in 1993. We'll have our third in a moment.
Patrick Sherring, 1-2-3 on Phoenix 98 FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available for our partners can do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody!
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
That's a great show, of course. And there's Paul with Resurrection as well at 8 o'clock before that with the great indie music tracks that he plays for us. Number 19 in the charts in 1993. It was to go up to number 15. It's Constant Grieving from K.D. Lang, and it won the Grammy Award for the Best Female Performance. as Katie Lang and Constant Craving. This is Booker T and the MGs taking us back to 1969 and a number one in South Africa and a UK number four and a USA number six. Time is tight. And it always is tight on a Friday lunchtime. I hope you've enjoyed the show this afternoon. It was great to have Bishop Adam here with us today. He's the Bishop of Bradwell. And he chatted with us in the first hour and then also in the second hour as well. And if you missed all that, it's well worth catching up with it all because he was really entertaining and interesting as well. You won't want to miss the story about the tattooing. It's not his, but he was there. And next week we're going to have with us Rob Sags from Chess. He's going to be talking about the big fundraising event that's happening. That's happening on Friday the 22nd of March. The Super Sleep Out. Well, it's a fundraising event where you can get sponsored to experience a little of what it's like to be homeless by sleeping outside for one night on a cold, hard ground, completely open to the elements. And this is happening at Essex Cricket Ground. Don't forget your local food banks, wherever you happen to be, of course. They all need your help at this time. Yes, the food bank here in Brentwood, they need all kinds of tinned items, tinned ham, corned beef, tuna, salmon, etc., etc. Also spaghetti and custard. They also need other food items like jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee and pasta sauce and all sorts of toiletries, soap, toothpaste, cleaners, etc., etc. Those great people over at the Daily Bread Cafe in Hutton as well, they need all kinds of similar kinds of items they've got down here. They'd also like some family cereal and some shampoos. And you can leave items, of course, in Sainsbury's, in Brentwood here, and in Gatestone at Budgeons, and all kinds of other places will be able to take the goods that you need. Dodds Road Church here in the Doddinghurst Road as well, they can take items. Yes, I've reversed it today. I'm doing the goodbyes and then we've got a final track. Make it life easier for Joe. I'm trying to be kind. This is A Crowded House and Oh Hi. Good afternoon and I'll see you next week. Take it to the
sure, and there's something wrong with the state of my head. Well, I know you can get to the heart of it. That is what I came here for.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.